Hey guys, welcome to Between Two Couches episode 3. Today we're going to talk about common errors that we see both in the gym and out of the gym in terms of people hitting their goals or not hitting their goals. Colin, you've been in the game for a while. Any major or common errors you see in people in their terms of training?
I suppose when someone has made the commitment to start, we're all under the impression when we start that a couple of weeks or a month or two and I'm going to know everything and be able to do everything, and that kind of feeling that I only need to stick with this for maybe a month or two to know how to do everything, know how to power clean, know how to climb a rope, know how to use the assault bike, know how to do a burpee and everything. And then what happens is then you get a month or two in and you realize that laundry list of things you need to learn just keeps growing. And that can be a bit of a shock to the system because you think, okay, well, I'll get this there. Because when you learn to drive, it's like, okay, I need to know what these pedals on the floor do. I need to know what the stick to the side of me does. I need to know what all these paddles do. Okay, they're the paddles on the side. Windscreen indicator.
Interesting driving.
Yeah, I know.
Flappy paddles.
It's a reason why my car is in the state it is, you know. And then you learn how to drive and then you know how to drive. Okay, but when you get into fitness, like the millions of ways your human body can move and the millions of ways you can challenge that, and part of the aim of CrossFit is to keep challenging that. Why we want to challenge that is that keeps it growing, keeps it fresh, keeps it young, keeps it healthy. That journey never ends, and it's good that we try and instill this as early as possible that, you know, there's always going to be some challenge for you. There's always going to be something to learn. Once you learn how to do a ring row, you're going to want to learn how to do a pull-up. Once you learn how to do a pull-up, you're going to see kipping and you're going to want to do that. And you get one kipping pull-up, you want 10 kipping pull-ups. And that's okay. It's perfectly okay to have that journey, but there's no end point. And thinking that, okay, well, I'll learn this fitness and I'll have that end point, that's one thing that, you know, in particular, just when you're starting off, beginners get disheartened with after a couple of weeks or a couple of months when that list, which they started like that, gets, oh my God, it's so big.
Yeah. You know? I mean, and also at that point is, with the modern society we live in, everything is, there's so much instant gratification out there. Everyone thinks that they sign up to this 30-day ab challenge and they have six-pack abs in 30 days by doing 5 crunches a night or something, or 30 a squat challenge and they get a PG bomb in 30 days, you mean it. And the reality is that it doesn't happen that quickly, you know what I mean? They see people, I mean, for example, if we have clients come in here, they maybe their weight loss is their goal, and we have a consultation with them and they say they're 10 stone overweight or whatever it is, and they want to get back to an ideal weight. They may be, they're 50 years old and say, okay, well, I'll use Colin as an example. Colin, when did you say you were your ideal weight? And you might say, well, 20 years ago. I'll say, okay, well, it might take 10 years of consistent work or 6 years to get back there. And when you tell someone that and you say, well, this is realistically what it's going to take of consistent, long-term, making the right choices, looking at your nutrition, coming in 3 days a week is a minimum to get back to where you were bloody 20 years ago or whatever. It's difficult for people to process because everything is so instant these days. iPhones, Snapchat, everything is like, I want it now, I got it now, online shopping. And when it comes to health and fitness, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it can take a while.
It can take a substantial amount of time and dedication. And that's kind of people, sometimes when they come in, that's the first kind of barrier we have, is kind of making them realize that, hey, Derek, we're not selling any 30 minute abs here. It's fucking 6 years of hard graft and looking after yourself.
It's also not something that you can just do for 6 weeks. It's not a case of I train for 6 weeks and suddenly I'm fit. It's an ongoing thing to maintain that fitness.
Absolutely,
and improve on your fitness as well.
Mm-hmm. And we like to talk to people about the first 6 weeks because you can definitely see improvements in your fitness and improvements in your mood in 6 weeks. 6 weeks is also long enough that it will weed out the quick fix mentality, but it's not so long enough because 6 years is like, oh my God, 6 years, what's even the point? And we'll break that 6 years down into a 6 month goal and a 1 month goal for you. So your first month goal might be just to start developing habits. And as you said, John, you mightn't see any major changes in your body composition from drinking a glass of water every day. But if that glass of water is replacing Coca-Cola, you've made a major inroad into your internal health. And you just mightn't see that on the front of it straight away, but you will, given time. And that's you know, getting some people to think long term but act immediately is what we do. We said, okay, right, the first four sessions, it's really just to get to know the gym, and for us as coaches to get to know your body, and you to get comfortable with us, that you can say, oh, this is a little bit sore, and we'll tell you if that soreness is normal, like soreness in the quad and while you're doing squats is normal, soreness in your knee isn't normal, and we can work with that. And then, okay, your first classes are really just to get up to speed with CrossFit, and then after that we'll start setting goals for you, and we'll teach you, okay, well, it takes this amount of time to lose this amount of weight, it takes this amount of time to go from an empty bar to 100 kilos in any sort of lift, and getting over the disheartening aspect of, oh wow, that could take years, but it took years to get into the shape you're at, it took years to get your college degree, it's going to take years to get the body you want. But that shouldn't ever deter.
It doesn't mean it's not achievable.
No, not at all.
It's just a realistic thought process on it. I mean, I'll use myself as an example in relation to the training atmosphere. My weightlifting is pretty decent at this stage of man, but I've been doing it for, this is my fifth year of competitively focusing on Olympic weightlifting. Well, when I started, 5 years, it's gone like that. And people see me now, and even Sam, for example, take Sam at regionals. People see Sam now because he's made it. He's qualified for regionals. But what people haven't seen is the last 4 years of graft he's put in, and he's just consistently doing the right things, working hard, keeping his head down. And now that the rewards are coming, everyone's like, "Oh, I need to go and I'm gonna get that in 6 weeks." It's like, I'm sorry that I've been squatting for 4 years to snatch 145. You know what I mean? Sam's been doing burpees for 3.5 years to be able to push that hard and paraphrase the burpee workouts or whatever, you know what I mean? So it's not as instant as people kind of somewhat seem in the kind of society we live in at the moment.
Yeah. A lot of what we said so far is like more the training side of it, the within the gym side. Would you say it's the same for people outside the gym in terms of nutrition? Because you mentioned drinking a glass of water, I think, as well. Like, would you see people making the same mistakes outside of the gym, or same expectations outside in terms of how quickly they can change?
I suppose, yeah, the stuff outside the gym is super important. It's harder to measure because it's very easy to say, I've done my hour in the gym and I've gone home. And then you've got 23 hours where you've got to resist the massive selection of Mars bars and dairy milks and, you know, jelly babies that assault you on every shop you're at. You know, you go across the Starbucks and it's all carbohydrate. It's so easy for us to get in excessive amount of carbs, and we think, oh, surely that can't be. And then you look at the portion size, you're like, oh, okay, that's an actual portion size. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and it's like that thing, you don't see immediate results, but it definitely helps. You know, we all know, if you see a kid who hasn't slept, how cranky and grumpy they are. We're the same as adults, or just grumpiness is more subtle and evolved. That, you know, knowing that if you'll sleep more, your body's sensitivity to insulin, propensity to put on fat. Propensity, the right word?
Sounds right.
Okay, sounds right.
Sounds sophisticated.
Sounds sophisticated.
I think it's propensity, but it's
propensity.
Could be wrong.
And so the sleep, the hydration, the recovery are big aspects that you can make huge gains. The issue with that is it becomes, if you let it can become a drain. It's like, okay, hang on, I can't just go to the gym, I've got to do this and I've got to overhaul my entire life, and that can get overwhelming. So with that respect for, like, you know what, don't try and go, if you're used to sleeping 5 hours a night, don't try and go up to the recommended 8 straight away. You'll lie in bed, you'll twitch, you'll feel worse off. But if you did 5 hours 10 minutes for a week, and then 5 hours 15 minutes, heck, you did 5 hours and 2 minutes more, you're starting to accumulate more sleep, which is going to help your mood and help everything, and everything reinforces it. If you are used to, you know, having takeaways from Thursday night to Sunday night and packed lunches Monday to Friday, go meal prep, buy a whole bunch of Tupperware, spend 2-3 hours on a Sunday cooking it, going down to Lidl or Aldi or any of these places, or and buying people, that's a big investment. But if you said, okay, instead of a sandwich on Monday, I'm going to have a salad on Monday, and I'll eat sandwiches the rest of the week, that's an okay change to make. And small things add up.
Yeah, but that's the main point I'm getting from you. What you're saying is that there is the bigger picture, but you have to break down the small achievable goals. So one doesn't get overwhelmed, because that's with people trying to get into the fit, or kind of improve their health and fitness in relation to nutrition, or even just trying to join a gym, it can be overwhelming for people. Let's be honest, people get in and like it. If they don't see that instant kind of gratification or instant change or whatever, then people get disheartened and they do give up, don't they? More often than not, if they're not guided in the right way in relation to small changes and goals, like you said, one sandwich less a week. You add that up, it's 52 less sandwiches, or more even, 100. Yeah. I mean, whatever. Can't do maths, but
probably then, closer to a million less sandwiches
in a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's that 1% change, like it's that.
Yeah.
Graph,
so like, I mean, that's like you say, your glass of water versus your glass of Coke. So that's the kind of concept people need to kind of grasp, is okay, these little changes that I'm going to make, they'll all add up. And then when I look back in a year, 6 months, whatever it is, then they'll see the big change, like, you know. And that's the hard thing to get people to kind of, some people to kind of grasp, because of where we are in as a society, they want everything now. Yeah. I want it now. Give me the six pack, give me the booty. And it's like, acres. It's hard work.
Yeah.
It takes hard work and dedication.
Yeah, there's a little bit of kind of trust the process for the 6 weeks that we mentioned, mm-hmm. or whatever it is, like, and then look back and see how much you've come on, like, in the 6 weeks, both inside the gym and out.
Yeah.
Make a lot of changes.
Our phone's on airplane mode for podcasts and
for recording. Anything else you guys want to cover?
I don't know. I think that's about it.
I think that is. I think it's patience. Not getting disheartened by, it's going to take a lot of work, but it's very much going to be worth it. Mm-hmm. And finding that balance, because sometimes you need to tell yourself it's going to take a lot of work. But if that crush, you go, oh, that's too much and I don't have the energy, or I don't have the mental willpower, or that's not worth it. Like, you know, I really, really want to go out drinking with my friends. We're not saying don't do that.
Yeah.
You will get to your ideal body type quicker if you don't drink, but is that worth the sacrifice of missing out on a social event? It's up to you to decide. You know, if it's a regular Saturday night, maybe you're better off not drinking. If it's, you know, your best friend's engagement party, absolutely, go out and get involved in it and have fun. So find for you that balance of, okay, understanding how big the task is and then breaking it down into something that I can accomplish this day, and, you know, focus on that. Okay, well, if today all I need to do is drink a glass of water, I've got that, you know. What's next? You know, if today all I need to do is just bring my hands a little bit closer together on my pull-ups till I get stronger, or, you know, do an extra burpee a minute, it'll add up. Every workout you do adds up. Mm-hmm. So finding that balance point between how much work it is actually going to take to reach that goal you want, and then dialing it down into very small goals, that will keep you happy then, because then you're focused on the process and you're not worried about why haven't I there yet, which just derails you.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's something we do in here. We do a good job of working with our members. We just recently had a lot of goals review sheets back from our members. We did after the Open on people, what they wanted to kind of work on in relation to goals, and like that, we've come away from those and we've put in some plans and some small changes that our members can make in relation to if it's weight loss goals or they want to get pull-ups or whatever. Small changes, nothing overwhelming, but they can just implement right away, and it can bring them that little step closer to achieving their goals. And that's the key, just kind of make it manageable and be consistent.
Cool. Sweet. Guys happy?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks, guys, for listening this far. Thank you very much. That was episode 3, Between Two Couches.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.